Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Happy Hour. We are here. We're ready to play some more games and hang out a little more. We are drinking too, obviously, because that's the whole gimmick of the show. Zach, hell, what do you got? What are you drinking over there? Anyway, actually, let's introduce ourselves quick. I'm Mikey Manfredi. Hello, howdy. I'm drinking a cold brew coffee with a little Kahlua in it. Zach, what do you got?
Zach Batista, co-host of Indie Waters. I'm drinking an Angry Orchard Chris Apple. This man.
Ryan didn't want to finish,
my
clearly.
Fucking introduction.
Champion here, baby.
Oh.
You're about the champ. Podcast champion. How this dare man. You try to start a show on my watch, Mikey?
He's straight.
Bro, you know what's coming. The podcast champion gets his own custom entry.
I just wanted to start it and get our intros out of the way before you were close to your soundboard.
This man interrupted me. I'm going to take that belt from you for that.
I'm always close to the
soundboard. Everyone's challenging Ryan for the belt.
No one can challenge me.
Batista, I challenged you last week.
Well,
Batista is challenging you this week. Well, everyone's coming for that podcast championship, right? Everybody wants it. Everybody wants
it.
The
only person that will defeat me is my bank account.
Fair.
Fair. Yeah, I'm Ryan, obviously, the podcast champion. I don't need to talk about who I am. I'm going to get my beer ready.
And I was going to say, Mr. Champ, what are you drinking over there?
Ooh, a bubbling. Ooh, I'm Anderson Paak bubbling. Hold on.
Oh, my God. There was a bubbly joke right there, and you just...
A little bit of it?
Just a little bit of that?
Maybe there's a little bit of the bubbly? Ooh.
Oh, my God. I know he had a soundboard for that. I'm feeding into it.
You did. You are.
Welcome back to the show, Zach. You've never been on, like, you were on, like, the pilot episode of Happy.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now you're back. You've returned. Why have you come back?
Because I wanted to chill with my bros and enjoy some nice drinks.
Yeah, I like chilling with the bros.
As I said in my house way too much because we overuse this joke so much, I need my bros, my hoes, and my mimosas.
Mimosas. Nice.
Oh, that fucking video is
a little
so...
bit of bubbly.
Yes.
You can't have mimosas without it.
Casey was wondering before I was rudely interrupted.
Absolutely can't.
I'd be drinking an Angry Orchard crisp apple flavored because Angry Orchard / hard ciders are the shit. Quote me on
nice.
It.
Nice.
Can you believe that Chris Jericho said a little bit of the bubbly like one time and then he got, 2 years worth of content out of it?
Yes, it is Chris Jericho.
In a freaking mimosa match.
Chris Jericho could say whatever he wants.
He had
and it'll just turn into something.
Palm of his hand last night. That man could have said anything, we would have chanted it back at him.
This is true.
He did say anything, we chanted it back at him.
Absolutely behind Jericho last night when me and Batista attended AEW Dynamite.
Yeah.
Oh boy,
that was awesome!
What a fucking
did you guys
good
have
show.
A good time? It seems like that was a hot show.
It's a great show.
It was a great show. It was pretty cool.
Great
we got
show.
Rampage. We got AEW Dark Elevation,
which we'll be talking about that later.
The debut of Avery Good.
That fucking name! I love that name so much. It took me way too long to get it.
Hey, me and Zach were literally on it walking to the train after the show, and I was going through the quote retweets of that, like, tweet where I was like, yeah, it's Proud and Powerful versus Avery Good and JT Dunn, And everyone was like, Avery Good, that rules. I was like, what? And I didn't get it at first because I didn't realize, because I haven't really watched a very good professional wrestler like at all before that.
We literally walked.
So I thought Avery Good was just like some guy, and I was like, okay, I guess everyone just likes his name. And then I looked into it some more, and I was like, oh my god.
We literally got to the train station, and then Mikey got it, and we were both sitting there that entire time going like, who the hell is this? We've gone through like so many. And then Mikey got it, and then he explained, I was like, that is...
The entire walk back to the train station was just me going, Avery Good.
Every and, like, couple seconds.
Fucking ridiculous.
And as I said, whoever came up with that name, if it was Avery, treat yourself. Whoever figured that out for Avery, give yourself a raise, because that's a fucking great name.
You gotta find a comfortable way to wear that, or no?
There's no what? Shot.
What's that, Mikey?
So you gotta find a comfortable way to wear that.
I feel like Ryan needs to have shit. Like the spinner belt, if anything, if he's gonna have a title.
Yeah, right.
I'm sad that Matt Cardona couldn't use that GCW spinner belt more. That thing was a fucking heat magnet. And I loved it.
He made it, and then immediately it was taken away, which makes it all the funnier.
So I was like, that better not. Is that spin? And of course, he's like, of course it does. It's just him spinning it on his Twitter. Look at him. He's just gloating over there.
Oh, look, it's the Great Khali.
Is that belt upside down? Oh, my. Yes, man.
Great Khali, great to have you on the show, holding the belt upside down.
Of course. The classic.
I cannot.
The classic. I'm glad.
Are you going to crush a basketball in your bare hands next?
No, he's going to crush Rey Mysterio's head.
The
I'm going to shamelessly plug it out. Watch Rampage. If you don't watch AEW or watch Rampage for some reason, watch it.
Go watch Rampage.
The now, girls this is coming
out. This is coming out. Like right before Rampage, and I'm sure you're going to be watching anyway.
This is, oh my god, the girls had a really fucking good segment that you will hear. We were all very much behind. Oh,
absolute slobber knocker of a promo battle between Soho and Britt Baker. Absolutely unbelievable. These two were throwing verbal haymakers. It was ridiculous.
It was shots fired, squared.
They just kept coming back at each other. Like, every time someone dropped a bomb, the other one would be like, all right, fine, and just hit it, just get drop another one.
Destruction.
And it was
back
just absolute
forth.
Destruction back and forth.
Gave me flashbacks to the New Day versus Usos rap battle.
We got second error. You guys are doing Indie Waters, and I just want to say that this is happy hour. So if you're going to be doing...
We're doing Indie Waters, talking about AEW Dynamite, or what?
You're going to be doing your Indie Waters bullshit, then do it on your own damn time. You're on happy hour time, and happy hour time is where I get things done. I'm the podcast champion here.
You don't get many... Listen, you don't get
Last
much
week, we
done.
Had the best show of happy hour history. So many things were told, so many things were revealed, and so many things were loved.
So many things were revealed. What was revealed?
Apparently, I love the number 420.
What are you talking about?
You will say all my passwords have 420, and I was just sitting there like, I don't even smoke. But man, what happened?
Game time!
Oh my god, he has no answer, so he just gets to the game time. All right, fine. I got smacked last time I played this. Price is white. Killed me.
It's different, man. It might be
I know. I heard.
No, Ryan's got a billion different games in his repertoire.
I was like, I wish.
Ready
I
to
was
fire
there
him at
feud.
Us at whatever he feels like.
What a kill to be Family Feud.
What?
That's our champion, folks.
There he is.
You're
He's
not watching.
Like,
dancing like a weirdo.
/ count out. You're missing out on my dance moves.
Dancing like a weirdo.
It's like a crab that's not completely. Oh, never mind. Oh, he's got his fingers up now.
Oh, now he's doing the finger wag. Classic. Finger wag two-step? Unbelievable.
This bad.
So, Ryan, what's the game?
What?
What game do you have?
What are you talking about? What game?
The game that you're leading up to right now with this theme song?
I'm going to drink.
Oh, it's just vibe? Okay. And usually when you play music for an extended period of time, it's game time. You've like Pavlovian conditioned me.
Welcome, everybody, to game number one.
You piece of shit.
I knocked over my fucking drink because he said that. I was like, oh, fuck.
Welcome, everybody, to game number one. It's called Name That PC Recruit. I don't have a
title.
I made it up on the spot. I prepped like this game for like 5 minutes, the show 5 minutes before we started.
Okay.
He's still the champ, though, so we have to do it.
Yeah, I am the champ, so you have to respect it. So I appreciate if you respect it. But this game is called Name That PC Recruit. So, in light of the new NXT 2.0 that happened this past Tuesday, the things that have been storming the internet on Twitter have been the ridiculous names that have come out of WWE as of late. It just feels like it's getting worse and worse as the years go by with WWE's name generator. So what I got here for you today is I have a list of names that are either real names, real gimmicked wrestler names for people who are on NXT or PC recruits, or I got fake names that I made up. It's your job to figure out and decipher those sort of things for me.
This sounds like it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, based on some of the many names that I've heard out there.
Did you guys watch NXT 2.0 at all?
I watched the ending of the Fatal 4 with my father because I wanted to see the outcome.
I did not. That's fine. I would recommend. Yeah, don't.
I will watch the highlights on YouTube because I'm willing to give it a chance, but I have a mixture of dread.
I had a feeling the consensus is going to
be. I don't want it to be bad, but I have a feeling it will be. And also,
NXT,
part of me is. It's like
trash.
I'll be real. It's like when 205 Live got taken into NXT, and I was just like, I lost my baby. I don't want to watch 205 Live anymore. It doesn't, even though it still does its thing, they still do their thing. Good for them.
But as soon as NXT left the WWE, in my eyes, as soon as WWE left the, or as soon as NXT left the WWE network, everything was just downhill.
Try to compete with AEW, and
nice, Mikey.
They tried to compete with AEW, and did not.
Did not succeed when you go against a show that has more funding because it's their main show, and you are the side show that Vince doesn't
and
give
also,
shit about.
Oh, this is
better booking.
You guys, this is turning into a trash podcast. And again, if you're gonna take that error again, we had another error. You guys talked about Indie Waters stuff. Save it for the Indie Waters podcast, the Independent Waters podcast on the Countout Network. This is happy hour. This is my time. So if you want to get wasted, then you're gonna have to go to another program, okay? Because I'm here. I got a game. I spent
Ryan's
hours
just, like, hitting all of the buttons on the soundboard.
I spent hours on this game today, and you know, you guys aren't even respecting my game. And honestly, you know, it's just unfair. And I actually agree with what you guys are saying because it is just and fair. Which is one of your first names, Justin Fair.
Justin Fair.
Justin Fair. What
is he, like a baby face and is like, I play by the rules, kid.
So you guys have to tell me if that name is real or fake.
Can we get lore for Justin Fair?
Yeah, Justin Fair grew up. I have to look up all of these people's lore.
You found a loophole, Mikey. Stopped him briefly.
Justin Fair.
Got him.
He's wrestled a bunch of indies in, like, the southern region, like Alabama, Missouri, Georgia. He did a little bit of acting. He apparently was an extra in Blair Witch 2.
Interesting.
That's fun. But yeah, then he got signed to the PC, like, 3 years ago.
I'm gonna say he's a fake person.
I was also gonna lean towards fake.
I'm gonna say
just
Justin Fair is fake.
I don't see how Blair Witch Project can correspond with wrestling.
Well, you know, you have to learn how to act to be able to cut promos.
Sure.
That way, it's a loss. It's a found footage thing, though.
Yeah, you're not doing. But you don't have any lines as an extra in Blair Witch 2.
Also fair. You guys are correct. Good job. That is correct. Justin Fair is not a real person. Justin Fair is actually a real person who's not a wrestler. He's an actor who actually was in Blair Witch Project 2.
Well, sorry, Justin Fair. Guess that's life and just unfair.
Let's keep the game rolling. Charlie Dempsey.
That's a PC name.
Can we get lore?
I'll give you my answer right now. I think it's a PC. That's an actual name. But let me hear this lore on Charlie Dempsey.
Cool. Charlie Dempsey grew up in England, and then he went to actually Japan to get the foundation of his training. But because obviously the pandemic, he went back to England. And now he's in NXT UK.
I'm going to go with real on this one.
Zachary, we're going to need an answer.
I said at the beginning, it's a real name.
He said real before.
But I wanted to hear the lore, so I was respecting you, champ.
Okay, well, that is correct.
Let's go.
That is correct. Charlie Dempsey is the son of William Regal.
Really?
Yeah. Wow, damn.
I'm surprised WWE wasn't like, use the Regal name. You're a son of Regal, you must use Regal's name.
You would think so, but no. But
that's
not. Mac Smith. Mac and, like mac and cheese, but Smith.
Macaroni and Smith.
Mac the truck Smith.
Mac Swiss. Macaroni and Swiss.
Mikey, focus. you're falling in the food again.
Can we get Mac Smith lore?
Mac Elmore.
Mac L.
He wrestled on the indies as Mac Elmore. Mac Smith.
What?
Mac Smith, former football player, collegiate football player, who signed to NXT a year ago.
What's Mac Smith's finisher?
He doesn't have one yet. He's
fair. He's training.
He's training. Maybe he has one, I just don't know about it.
Such a creator wrestler name.
Yeah, it sounds like you just like randomized the name in the character creator on like 2K.
I'm gonna say fake because Smith is like the most generic name out there you could have.
I'm gonna say real.
It is correct. Wait, hold on. I'm not saying it's correct because you guys said it's
real. Say we...
Sorry, no, it's
hey!
Not. Hey, it's fake.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
First you boomed me.
Fake. Mac Smith is not a real person, he's just a name. Tony D'Angelo.
Oh, that's real. I know that's real.
That's gotta be real.
Yeah, I saw that tweet. I saw that tweet before. I know that's real.
Yeah. I didn't see the tweet. It just sounded like a name.
He's a guy from New Jersey who wanted to make money, so he went to Florida.
The tweet was very funny. The tweet was like a picture of him, but like he literally, the tweet was like Matt or whatever his name is, whatever D'Angelo.
Tony D'Angelo.
Tony D'Angelo looks like a guy who was on Kitchen Nightmares with Gordon Ramsay and didn't take any of Gordon Ramsay's advice to save his struggling business, and it was hilarious.
Very important tweet. What about Lash Legend?
Lash Legend?
Lash Legend.
Fake.
I say real.
The correct answer is real.
Let's go.
Lash really? Legend is a real person. She signed during the pandemic, I believe, and she made an appearance on NXT. Just like, I think she gave Braun Breaker a high five or something.
Braun Breaker.
Lash Legend. I wonder why
they kicked Braun Strowman out to get Braun Breaker.
Braun Breaker, of course, is the one famous one from this week, being the nephew of Scott Steiner. They called him Braun Breaker.
And he is apparently the next hot thing on NXT.
Oh yeah, he's good.
What I've heard.
Steiner, Braun Breaker.
He looks just like his dad.
Christopher Guts. Guts spelled with
Christopher Guts.
Spelled with two.
I was on Nickelodeon's Guts when I was a kid, and I got the nickname Chris. I got the nickname Chris Guts.
Christopher Guts, two T's.
Fake.
I'm gonna go ahead and say fake, unless they did conquer the aggro crag. Was that Guts?
Guts, do you have it? Game. No, you guys are, it is correct. You guys are correct. It is a fake name. I try to get you, Christopher Guts. What about Barton?
That's it.
That's it. Barton.
Barton.
The third, Barton, the hidden third member of the Vaudevillains.
Oh my.
Barton.
What we got here? Barton, what are you thinking?
Me as a lore
can we,
Barton.
I'm going to say lore, please.
Barton. Barton is a expert archer, actually, who went...
Is he infamous?
No.
Is he an infamous archer? An archer of infamy, if you will?
Oh, no.
That's... Jesus. Oh, my.
Barton is an archer. He, Olympic archer, I should say, who, I'm trying to remember... I don't remember much. I don't know much about Barton. I just know that
I do know they did recently hire a gold medalist, but I do not remember if they were keeping the name or not, or making him Barton. I'm gonna say fake though.
I'm also gonna say fake.
That is correct. It's fake. I just ripped the last name of Hawkeye.
Is it Hawkeye? What's Hawkeye's full name? Is it Clint?
Clint Barton?
Yeah. Oh my god!
Gotta waste it.
That's me. That's gonna be me.
Von Wagner.
Von Wagner? Oh my god.
Von Wagner.
I hope that's fake.
Real.
Fake.
The correct answer is real. He was one of the four people in a title match on Tuesday.
Yep. I knew I heard that. I was like, I've heard that name.
His Cal Bloom, I believe he's the son of some. He's a second generation wrestler. Not going by his father's name, going by Kyle Bloom.
Von Wagner.
Von Wagner.
I'm a wag.
Bryson Ackley.
Bryson Ackley?
Yes.
Huh.
Can I get more on Bryson?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Bryson Ackley is an NXT UK PC recruit. If y'all remember, they opened up their own NXT UK Performance Center. Bryson Ackley, I don't remember much about him, but I know he signed up in NXT UK. He's one of the first signees there when the Performance Center there opened up. He hasn't debuted yet, so I'm intrigued to see what he does, but Bryson Ackley seems to be very skilled. He's got the build and the look, and I feel like there's a future for Bryson Ackley.
I'm going to say real on this one.
I actually am going to say fake.
The correct answer is fake. Bryce not a real person.
Thank God this isn't for money. I'd be broke.
Dude,
isn't Bryson Ackley a great NXT UK name?
Yeah.
Bryson Ackley. He's like a lord. Lord Bryson Ackley.
Hello, I'm Bryson.
Hello, I'm Bryson Ackley.
Rosa Frank.
Rosa Frank.
Oh,
Thunder Rosa Frank.
Thunder Rosa.
I was thinking Anne Frank, but that's
what?
Anne Frank, was the real person, not a wrestler though. That I know of.
Give me some lore, Rosa.
Rosa Frank.
Is her gimmick that she's a hot dog?
Fatality.
No, she's not a hot dog. She is attractive. I would give her that. Rosa Frank. She is a former basketball player, college athlete, basketball player. Got recruited by Performance Center this year. So I'm excited to see what she does. Rosa Frank.
Cool. Rosa Frank. Okay. I'm going to windmill slam real here.
Going to opposite windmill slam fake.
With a tomahawk opposite. No, it is a fake person. Rosa Frank. I'm glad you said Anne Frank, because I just put Rosa Parks and Anne Frank together.
Oh my god. This bad. The more you know.
Brooks Jensen.
I don't know many people named Brooks. I know at least one person named Brooks.
Jensen. Who is Brooks Jensen?
Backstory, lore. Anything?
Brooks Jensen, another second generational wrestler, is like a cowboy kind of person.
Second generation to who?
I don't remember. I gotta look that up.
The cowboy Bob Orton.
Yeah, he's Randy Orton's brother.
Brother named Brooks.
Brooks Jensen. He's not doing the Brooks Orton name.
Brooks Orton.
Not even the Orton name.
No.
I'm going to go with real.
I'm going to say fake.
He is real. He was in a tag match with John.
I knew if I kept saying real, I would get there eventually.
I think that's actually the first one I've gotten wrong.
I have a 50-50 shot. Even on a true or false test, if you guess, you can still get it.
This is very true.
I believe Brooks Jensen's father is Bull Buchanan. I think I don't want. I want to say I'm not entirely
confident. Okay.
Last one here, Harland.
Harland.
That's it. Just Harland.
Harland.
Oh, real. Real, because wow, that sounds sort of familiar.
Okay, but why though?
No, that sounds sort of familiar.
Damn, Daniel.
You just got soundboard on, bro.
Can we get lore
on Harland?
Anything to keep you away from your soundboard.
I think Harland. I want to say that Harland is like a former football player. He's got a big Twitter following, and people are intrigued by him, but he hasn't debuted at all.
That's false. That's not real.
He just looks cool.
That is not real.
I'm going real. Fuck it.
Harland is real.
Gotcha.
Harland is real.
That's who I choked.
Harland is real. He is the new name for Parker Burdeau. He's the guy
I see why he needed a new name.
He's the guy that's Parker. Tatted up and look. He looks like a tatted up version of Brock Lesnar.
I'm looking this guy up right now. Motherfucking.
Give me Harland versus Brock. God.
Okay, I will give him this. Yeah, actually. Okay. All right. You know what? his tats actually look pretty sick. I'm not going to lie.
He looks pretty legit. Too legit to maybe quit. Actually, in fact,
I just need him to. I need to hear his
motto.
He's gonna be fired. Actually,
I need
it's legit time.
Oh my god!
Hi, I'm Hottie Too Scotty, and I was Hottie Too Legitty to Quitty.
I need to hear him talk though.
I just picture Michael Cole being like, you know, he's never gonna tap out because he's too legit to quit.
Oh god!
Here in the WWE.
That right there, that'll be where
I'll just Harland has never tapped out because he is too legit to quit.
I like his Twitter profile or his bio. It says the Destroyer of Gods.
Yeah, Destroyer of Gods. Parker Burdeau, and now Harland.
Harland, the whose new gimmick is going to be a religious pastor.
Harland was his last name, and he had a first name, but then they took it away from him.
They always do that.
Sounds about right.
Riddle, Matt Riddle is just Riddle.
Anyways, we're away from that segment. Guys, thoughts on that segment?
The Batman thing.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the fact that I got almost all of them, right?
Yeah, it was solid. It was solid. I like guessing real or fake people.
Because,
it's way harder than you think.
My tech.
Quick, someone pin him while he dropped it.
Someone pin me, please. Pin me, daddy.
Interesting what happens to the
20th. That's the best way to hold people off is just make people uncomfortable for pinning you.
That's why. Isn't that what the show is? So, Zach, last week I gave away all your passwords.
Yeah. I had to change them all, asshole. Funnily enough, I had a password issue on my Google account where I was notified that several passwords were corrupted or figured out, so I had to change a bunch of them.
Hey man, it's my motto here on this podcast that we have.
That's not even a joke. That's like a shoot.
Legit, actually, like honest to God, I went on my Google account. I was like, you have a notification. I was like, what is this? And they're like, several accounts have been compromised. You better change these. One of them was. I was like, oh, well, time to change all that now.
Wait, really? I just
honestly, yeah.
I had a bit prepped, but this is way better. Did I
honestly? My
you
Google password
right.
went from like my go-to, yeah, like yeah, to
right?
like no. I had to change my password to like one of those strong passwords that you look at that and you're like, how the fuck do you remember that? It's like it's called copy and paste.
I'm like,
and then eventually,
it's called "Have the computer remember it for me."
Yeah.
Exactly. Also, facts.
It's called "Save my password."
I cannot believe the same week where I give away three of your passwords that you for shoot had passwords compromised. What are the odds of that happening? Honestly,
pretty low. It was like,
so what were the passwords that were compromised?
Well,
yeah, please, no, yes, tell us. What are the passwords?
The accounts.
We'll give you 5 minutes to yourself.
For context,
just tell us all your passwords.
This was like a couple weeks ago, but the passwords were for a League of Legends forum, which I never go on. My Google account, which was actually a problem. I was like, hold on. And One was for like an account I made for like some random like model viewer for League, and I was just like, "Ah, fuck it!" And I just deleted the account. I was like,
"Wizards 101."
Wizards, literally like a Wizard 101 thing I did in high school. When I looked at it, I was like, "What?" I was like, "What is this?" Not literally. Well, you know that, Brian? They found your notes for the show that you did months in advance, and then hacked my shit.
Yeah.
Where's the Webkinz account? Is that still safe? Club Penguin, are you good?
Hey, man.
Oh, man. Rest in peace. Oh, now I'm sad. I thought about Club Penguin.
I loved Webkinz when I was a kid. I thought that was the shit.
Hey, Zach, what were those passwords, though?
They are called I Walk Alone, .. 420.
Uh-huh.
That was Indie Waters, 420.
That was your Google.
And, oh, I forgot what the last one that you have was. Fuck.
What was my last one? I don't even know what I did last week. That Family Feud game took me forever to put together.
It was really good, though.
I enjoyed it. I like the famous Ryan's bit.
The famous. We almost got them all. We couldn't get the last one, but we almost got them all.
Yeah. It was such a fun game that obviously, you know, we got to step it up in this episode, which is why it took 5 minutes to put a game together. You don't have to clap for me. It's fine. So it's just one of those things that, you know, I'm just a savant at these sort of things. And, you know, I think I think part of this show, part of Happy Hour is being open, being welcoming. So I think putting out each other's personal information is something that is just required, part of this podcast. You know, it's something
like I did last time in the first episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Like here, let me tell you guys what Mikey's address is.
Is he gonna shoot this? Let's see.
Hold on. I'm willing to sit here. I finished both of my drinks already, and I'm gonna
call his bluff on this one.
Oh no! I have to sign into Wix. I don't remember the password to Wix is.
you actually do know my address. God damn it.
I just go to Wix so I can find it. I actually know what your shoot address is. I don't know what the password are.
You do know where I live.
Fuck.
I do know where you live.
Well, that was... I've never heard that one before. You had the fucking Fargo horn that they have in everything.
The horror movie sound effect. The generic horror movie sound effect that's in, like, every horror movie trailer ever.
Everyone. It's always like... This is fucking... This is Austin Powers. What the hell?
No, this is royalty-free music genre game show, obviously.
It sounds exactly like Austin Powers.
Game show music.
Ba-da-da-da-da. 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 That's all I can hear, just Austin Powers.
Are you ready to be a parent?
I think you said it wrong.
No, Ryan, I didn't. Are you ready to
be a parent?
You're not that guy. No, you're right. I'm not.
To be a parent. I got a quiz here, you guys, and you guys are new parents, so congratulations.
Right.
I got a quiz here.
Parenting great, the exact thing I didn't want to be.
Parenting is a tough job that everyone can do. It requires patience and tolerance, and as two new parents, I have a quiz to make sure you guys are the best parents that can be. So are you guys ready for this quiz?
Sure. Yeah. What do you got?
This is a legit quiz that's on the website.
Is it just like, are you a good parent?
No. What is your age?
25.
Zachary.
25.
Question is, what's your mother's maiden name? I'm leaving.
What is your gender?
Male.
Okay. Good job. You guys are nailing this quiz so far. What age do you think is best to become a parent?
That varies. It just depends.
Let me give you some ranges. 16 to 20, 21 to 30, 31 to 45, 45 plus.
31 to 45.
I'd say 21 to 30.
Okay, well, you guys got to come to a consensus here as parents.
We have to come to a consensus as parents.
Yeah.
31 to 45.
I'm willing to go to 31 to 45 because I was thinking late 20s.
Spend your 20s. Spend your 20s experiencing life.
See, I was less than 20s. I was thinking like 27 or 8. So I'll go 30. 30 to 30.
Yeah.
So the other thing I can't think.
Spend your 20s doing life.
Okay, question number 4. Yeah, here I got some scenarios for you guys.
Oh,
again, this is a shoot quiz that I found on the internet.
Okay.
Your 4-year-old daughter is throwing a fit because you won't let her have 3 bags of chips at the grocery store. You've given her the option of either one bag or we can go home empty-handed. She is yelling and stomping by the cash register. What do you do next? Is it A, get a tight grip on her wrist and drag her out of the store while she screams her little heart out and all the other shoppers stand idly by with terrified looks on their faces?
Wow, that's...
I have seen that firsthand, actually.
I have probably seen that too, and no.
Is it B, buy her the 3 bags of chips, then on the way home explain to her what she did wrong and temporarily confiscate the chips until she apologizes or until you feel that she has understood what she did wrong?
You buy all 3 bags of chips, and then you eat all 3 bags of chips in front of her.
Until she apologizes to you.
That took a turn.
The chips, and then you're like, listen, you're going to run out. If you don't apologize, you're going to run out by the time.
Expecting it to say, just give her the chips to make her be quiet. And instead, you went with a whole fucking other plan that I actually wouldn't be against entirely.
Is it C, buy the chips and give her positive feedback? She's just a little girl. Let her have what she wants.
No.
Or is it... Or is it D, whisper to her that you hate her and are very, very mad, and if she doesn't get up right now, you're going to get it when we get home.
What?
Listen, you little shit, I fucking hate you, all right?
I'll beat your ass when we get home, you shut the fuck up.
So which one is it, guys? You guys are good parents here.
None of these are good options.
Like... Option A is just to be an
asshole.
These are
all garbage options.
Option A is just an open asshole. Option D is just to be a secretive asshole. Option C is just spoiling them. And B is just...
they get the chips anyway.
They get the
and
chips.
And you still waste the money on the 3 bags of chips.
I will say B only because you at least try to teach them by not giving them the chips immediately and being like,
yeah,
you get
B
these
is the,
after.
B is the only one where they're like, any lesson is taught at all. The rest of them are just like... being a dick or spoiling your child.
I can't get over. Listen here, you little shit. I fucking hate you.
You're making me look like a fucking idiot out there.
Okay, I'll click on B. Moving on to the next question. Number 5. It's a Saturday, and you're going out with your little boy. You watch from a bench as he runs up and down the slide and plays with his friends. Then you watch him walk up to a man sitting on the bench across from you.
No.
What do you do? Is it A, run after him and give your son a rerun of the don't talk to strangers lecture? Is it B, watch cautiously and wait until your son has stopped talking to him and continues playing? There are many people around. He wouldn't do anything, right? I butchered that a little bit. Number C, walk casually up to your son and ask him a question or divert his attention. Tell him that you are going to take him out on ice cream or challenge him to go on the big slide. So that he would walk away from the stranger and sit down and talk to him about the safety rules that come into play whenever we go out. Or is it D, walk up to him quickly and hold him by the ear as you drag him away, then yell at him, take him home, and promise never to take him anywhere ever again because he is stupid and he never listens.
Why is option D the abusive parent?
Because he's stupid and he never listens. Holy fuck.
Bro, option D is just abusive parent.
Okay, so fuck? I'm between B and C here, because B, I kind of don't mind that much, because it's like, yeah, you're keeping a cautious eye on him, but sometimes kids just walk up to people and say, and be like, hey, did you know my feet are 2 different sizes, or some stupid stuff like that, and adults sometimes will be like, oh, that's really cool, that's really funny, and then that's it, you know, like, cool, it's like your kid, sure, they're talking to a stranger, but like, also they could be learning social skills, and the stranger might not be a complete terrible person.
You're gonna roll the dice. Sounds like
so. It's like watch cautiously, and if things start, if red flags start popping up, then it's like get over there.
Yes, yeah,
first, it's like, what are they doing? If they're just like telling the stranger that they went potty today really well, then it's like, eh.
I was just like, I was the same, but I was like, I would sit and watch because, A, I'm fit as fuck. I'll catch them if they take my kid.
Zach's like, listen, I'm a great runner. Number one. I'll catch you whoever it is.
And the second would be, I mean, they'll, if you ask them, they're young, if you'd be like, what'd they say? They'd be like, okay, they said that. I'm kind of with you, Mike. Just watch and see that happen. Not.
I think we're going to go with B here. Yeah.
Not give the guy. I feel like we're just going to be B the whole time, and D is just going to be when we laugh.
But also, C's not bad, though. I think C is the correct approach, honestly. But I'm going to go with also, B.
C is the safer approach, for sure.
You don't think it's tell your son that he's stupid?
No.
Yeah, let me just rip his ear off as I drag him out of the park
in front of all his friends. After you told him in the grocery store that you hate him.
Question number 6. You and your spouse are going out tonight, and your son, Alex, is going to stay home with Bella.
Why is the name relevant?
I don't know. You and Alex go over the house rules, and you leave. You come home a few hours later and find that since you left, Alex has not been cooperating and refuses to take part in any of the activities Bella the babysitter has planned for him, even though you know he loves those games. Bella has reported that he continuously repeats the phrase, "You are not my mom, and I don't have to listen to you." What do you do?
Oh,
you're not my dad!
Is it A, dismiss Bella and start looking for a new babysitter? It's absurd for her to be making such complaints of a child his age.
Be a
He's
Karen.
Only a little boy. What was she thinking?
That's true. That is the Karen response.
Is it B, before sending Bella home for the night, you talk it out with Alex and make sure he understands the problem. Then have him apologize to Bella, promise not to behave like that again, and give her a hug before she leaves. Is it C, send Bella home for the night with some extra pay and forget this ever happened? He'll grow out of it. Or is it D, sincerely apologize to Bella and tell her that you'll take care of the situation?
After
she leaves, drag Alex to his room by his collar, hit him a few times, then let him cry sleep while you yell at him from downstairs.
You say to Bella, you go, I'll take care of this as you're slowly pulling your belt off.
What kills me is yell at him from down the steps. Like, you walk down and you're done with beating him, and you're just like, "Listen here, you little shit. You fucking do that."
B
is the
sensible
parent.
I think it's a unanimous B.
Like, C is like, that's just enabling it. B is like actually trying to fix the problem.
I mean, A is enabling it.
A is just being a Karen. It's being like, I just ignore the problem. It doesn't
C
exist.
C is like, not, you're not teaching your kid anything, but at least you're being like, listen, sorry for the trouble. You know?
Yeah, at least the babysitter will come out.
I also really want to stress, this is a legit quiz on the internet.
I just don't understand whoever like did like option D was like living vicariously through option D. I swear it's so much more detailed than the other three.
It's so much detail. It's so dark.
Jesus.
It's like, yeah, it's like whoa, talking from experience.
Oh,
maybe.
Question number seven, you've been trying to potty train your son for months, but he still wets his bed. How do you react?
Oh, God.
Is it A?
Oh, no.
Is it A, threaten to beat him up every time he wets himself?
Jesus Christ. D, parent A, examples for parent D.
You'll get the message and try harder not to have any more accidents. Jesus.
Daddy, chill.
Is it B?
Someone was calling out their parents with this quiz. Somebody was calling out their
someone
shitty
was.
Parents with this quiz.
My face is so red. Is it B? Start a reward system with him. Reward him for every day that he doesn't have accidents. This way, he'll be encouraged to use the potty more often.
That's
you
okay.
See. I think parent B has been on track so far.
Yeah, parent B has steered us wrong so far. We'll see. Now he's laughing before he even read it. He's a corpse before he even
give
gets
your kid
sleep.
A swirly every time he fucks up.
Shove his face in his shit. He'll get the reason. He'll understand.
Like a dog peeing out the carpet.
Is it C, drown in a state of depression? Yell in the streets that your child is the devil's incarnation and he's going to kill you.
Oh my god. Yo, parent C had a mental breakdown between the two. Holy shit. Between question three and four.
Parent C just completely lost their mind.
Oh my god.
They were like, oh, my kid wet his pants. He must be Satan.
Is it D? Try to use reverse psychology on him. Say things like, only babies wear diapers, or big boys don't have accidents.
Why did Parrot D become insensible for a second there? As B,
the only thing Parrot D knows well is how to potty train kids. Everything else is just terrible.
Everything else is just whip the bell off and they'll understand.
I think it's B again, honestly.
B is honestly the
reward system. Yeah. It's not go into the street and yell that your child's going to kill you because they're wetting their pants.
Just fall into a state of deep depression. Just.
My kid's the Antichrist. They pissed themselves.
Oh, God.
I'm crying.
Somebody help me.
Okay, moving on. Question number 8. It's dinner time and your daughter won't eat. She was eating chips just moments before. Chips.
Wonder why she won't. It's the 3 bags of chips you bought her before.
Oh no.
And you've taken them away because it was time to eat dinner. She says she doesn't want vegetables and she just wants her chips back. What do you do? Is it A, pick her up and drop her on her bed, lock the door and leave her in the room without dinner for the night, then go back downstairs and eat your dinner peacefully while in the distance your daughter is screaming and banging on the door?
What the fuck?
Is it B? Tease her about her muscles and tell her about that the only way she'll ever be strong is to eat her vegetables. Then okay. Race her.
Tease her about her muscles.
Then race her. Okay.
You
okay.
Wish then race okay.
Then race her, saying that you want to eat them so you can be stronger and let her beat you to them.
I like B's energy.
You weak idiot. You can't even beat me in a race to the vegetables.
Come on, you can't. I would have faster than you. Come on.
I'm not even strong. You're a whip.
God, here's Parrot C. What did Parrot C end up going through?
Ignore her. And don't give her any attention. It's happened before, and if you don't give it to her, she'll eventually give up and realize that she's hungry and will join you at the dinner table.
How to get your kid to hate you very quickly.
D, negotiate with her. Tell her she can have this many chips if she eats this many vegetables.
Parrot D is coming around.
Parrot D is coming back.
Parrot A
strong.
Completely lost their mind.
Yeah, Parrot A is just. Parrot A went from like, okay, that's
Parrot
kind
A
of
went,
just,
Parrot A had like a psychotic break at some point throughout
Parrot
the day.
Parrot A went from like, probably not the best idea to just, oh no, you're just. So they became depressed, think the kid's the Antichrist, lock him in a room, and they're just like, I'm going to eat my dinner fine.
I'm going to go with D on this one, I think. Negotiate with them and let them, or could be like, if you eat this many vegetables, you can have this many chips.
Honestly, I'm down with B or D just because B is playing
with
their childlike
child?
Attitude. It's more so like playing. I'm imagining it like they're trying to like get the kids side of them to be like super competitive so they'll eat their vegetables and like it. But negotiating also works too because it's just like even a kid can understand. You eat one vegetable, you get one chip.
You make fun of their muscles, be like, hey, kid, you can't outbench me, idiot. Come try.
All right, we're going to keep it rolling because we got a lot of questions here. Right,
we'll say
you,
deep
you make fun of their muscles and then ask them to spot you and then you drop the weights on yourself and like,
bro, what kind
struggle
of spot
while
you doing,
they can't
bro?
Help you to really traumatize them.
The kid died. You die. Kid's left in the house by itself. Mommy didn't get up after the bar fell on her chest.
Next question. Your best friend is a kindergarten teacher. She asked you to come in and help her out one day and you've agreed. She tells you to watch the class, and she goes out to pick up some things for the kids. While
what
she is
a bad
gone,
teacher.
Yeah. While she is gone, one child and probably illegal, too. While she's
yeah,
gone,
you can't one- just you can't just ask some random homie that you know to be like, hey, I gotta go real quick, I gotta run, I gotta leave my class with you, is that alright? Like, what? You can't just call me and be like, hey, Mikey, I need you to watch my kids for a bit.
God,
be their teacher
this-
for like a little.
God.
While the teacher is gone. While the teacher's gone, one child comes up to you and tells you every little thing that everyone else is doing. How do you deal with it? Is it A, explain to him the difference
between... Just get stitches, baby.
Explain to him the difference between telling and tattling. Telling is what you do when someone needs to be told. If someone's being hurt or made fun of or having something taken away from them, then that is what you're supposed to tell. But tattling is different. Tattling is when you tell on someone for no reason. Like, if Joshua was eating his lunch at snack time and you came and told me, that would be tattling because it doesn't matter if he eats his lunch now. He's not hurting anyone and no one else is being affected. Do you understand now?
Wow, that was a fucking long answer.
That was in-depth.
I just need the first step. They gave a full example, everything. They wrote an essay for that.
Oh, yeah, they did. Is it B? Look, kid, I don't care what he's doing. If you come up here one more time, I'll...
Oh, no, off. B, you were the solid one. What's happening?
No.
Parent B, you were winning from here.
God.
You were the good one. What happened to you?
Parent B was like, my kid, the best. Angel, I'll treat him out of any other kid. Shut the fuck up. I don't give a fuck about you.
Is it C? Michael, if you tell someone again today, you're going to have
a
red chair by yourself and you can't play any more games.
Okay.
What's D? Run around the classroom like a four-year-old with your hands over your ears yelling, I can't hear you, la la la.
So D was cool, and then D lost his mind. Cool. I feel like A is like the mood. It had like a literal essay.
Yeah, what? I'm gonna go with A. You know what? You know what you're doing? Like,
look, kid, I don't care what he's doing. If you come over here one more time,
smoke your cigarette.
Yo, snitches get stitches and end up in ditches, all
right? Dude, you're dealing with Randall right now.
Jesus Christ.
Do you know who that is? Randall from Recess?
Oh, yeah. The teacher's pet. Yeah, I remember him.
Of course. Don't be Randall.
But yeah, I think it's A. It's like that answer on a multiple choice quiz where you know which answer they want you to pick.
Yeah, they explain it so much, you're like, oh, okay, all right.
It's like there's the answer's like A, and then the next one's like 7, and it's like,
like red, and it's like the color blue is the most important color in the entire color
like,
wheel.
Yeah,
I wonder
what they want me to pick here.
All right, question master, what's the next question?
Next question. Today after school, you went to. I feel like you guys are doing a great job so far. Today after school, you went to your child's school to pick them up. You showed up a bit early, so you're just watching the class. As they're picking up their things and getting ready to go home. On the side...
You just sit there outside the window.
On the side, you can hear your son and two of his friends playing with one of their class toys, a green dinosaur. And then you see that your son has pushed one of the other boys to the ground and took the toy from him. What do you do?
Are we the parent of a bully now?
Jump. Is there an option for just, like, SWAT team yourself through the window and be like, what are you doing?
He's laughing.
Well, let's find out.
Tackle your kid.
Let's find out. Is it A, hold him by the ear and yell at him until you reach the car?
That's some old school shit.
Holding him by the ear.
By the way, if any of you ever gotten your ear held by your parent?
No, I don't think so.
My mom did that to me like once. Like, she didn't actually drive, but she held it, and my God, that will put the fear of God into you.
I'm sure.
Just absolute pain. Continue.
Is it B, ask him why he did it and explain that there is no good reason to hit anyone, then make him apologize?
B is back on track all of a sudden.
B's back on track, yeah. B lost their way for a second in that last one, but they're back.
Is it C, make him apologize and tell him that he is grounded and he cannot play any of his games for a week?
Not bad.
Oh, these are actually sensible answers so far.
Oh, God, what's... Okay,
except
here
for
we
A,
go.
What's D?
Here comes our psychopath, our resident psycho. Here we go.
Hit your head against the wall and cry because the world is ending.
That's it?
So, my child's a bully.
I'm sorry. Yeah, your response to watching your kid hit somebody else and take their dinosaur is to run in the room, bash your head against the wall.
Because the world is ending.
This is the parent, I'm pretty sure, thought that because their kid peed their pants, they were the literal devil and they needed to. They got depressed instantly. Honestly, B is just on point right now.
No, I'm just
outside of every other kid besides their kid being a little shit and needs to shut the fuck up.
I'm gonna go B, yeah.
You're gonna say make them apologize, not hit your head against the wall?
Hitting your head against the wall
is interesting. I don't know why they thought about, like, again, is this from experience? That, like, they take somebody's dinosaur toy and, like, their parent or guardian ran into the room just like, the world is ending!
They just slammed their head into the wall. Someone's like, did you see Janice just slam her head into the wall? What the fuck is wrong with her?
Did you see Janet the other day? What the hell was that all about?
I don't know. She's dragged her kid out afterwards. She looked all depressed.
Question 14. It's nearly 9:30 at night. You tell your son, like right now, you tell your son to brush his teeth and get ready for bed. He cries and begs for one more time, then says, it's not fair, I'm not tired, and how come you don't have to go to sleep?
Some kids will get an ass from one of these parents because, right now.
Because I pay the bills, kiddo.
Answer him with, because I'm big and you're small.
He's just like,
just start cutting a wrestling promo on him. I'm big, you're small, I do what I want, you are no match for me.
And your kid outgrows you, that kid will say the same thing to you. Give me this. No. Why? I'm big, I'm you're bigger. Small.
Is it B, agree with them and start going to sleep at 9:30 every day?
You know what, kid, you're right. I should be going to bed early.
You're going to prove my sleeping patterns, kid.
Is it C, explain to him that you've already grown up, so you don't need as much sleep as he does, and that he needs sleep so he can grow?
I mean, that's a fair reason, but everyone should get a good amount of sleep.
Listen, kid, I'm depressed and can't sleep at night.
What's the psycho? Hold on, wait. What's the psychopath going to say? Hold on.
Sleep while you can, please.
Sleep with one eye open, motherfucker.
Is it D, scold him for even asking such a thing?
Simple. To the point.
How dare you question my authority?
Go the fuck to... Dude, it's like the Sam Jackson. Go the fuck.
Go the fuck to sleep.
Sleep. Wow.
Actually, was that great?
One of them sleeping at the same time is actually just like...
That one's kind of funny.
I just like it. It's like,
all right. I wouldn't do it. It's probably the right answer, but I wouldn't do it.
What's the other answer that was like... adult one. Explaining that.
Yeah, I'm already grown up. I don't need as much sleep as you.
I think that's like... I feel like that's what I would tell them, because honestly, I couldn't go to sleep at 9:30. I'd be in my bed being like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I'd wait for him to fall asleep, then I would get up out of my bed and be like, yeah, that's what I see in the morning.
Okay. Last question here, folks. We'll find out if you guys are good parents.
We better be after all this. Parent D exists. We better be good parents.
Is it question 15? You and your son are having a good day. No problem so far. And suddenly he has a mood swing and feels like not listening to you. He ignores everything you say and denies anything that is deniable and says, "I don't have to do anything for you." Whenever you tell him to do something, what do? Oh. You got a real teenager on your hands.
Yeah. All right.
A sudden mood swing sounds like a 13-year-old you're dealing with her.
Edge.
Is it A, give him the silent treatment and isolate him? Is it B, do the same thing right back? Is it C, send him, forcibly if necessary, to his room and tell him that it cannot come out until he is sorry? Or is it D, start wrecking the house and throwing things because life is not worth living anymore?
What the fuck?
Yo, D, someone needs to call the cops on Parent D or Child Protective Services. Holy shit.
Child Protective Services.
First off, whoever thinks the silent stream is a good idea, it's a fucking terrible idea.
It really is.
All it does is just make the kid hate
you. It's one of the
like
worst
you.
Ideas, actually.
All it does is just make the kid hate you and just dislike speaking with you.
It's not
very
a good thing.
One of the worst ideas, yeah.
To cut off communication like that. So what do you guys think? Are you guys going to start wrecking your house?
Because that's the kind of parent who gives their kid the silent treatment, and then like later in life when things are going wrong, and they're like, oh, what's wrong? And it's always nothing. And it's like, why don't you ever tell me anything?
Gee, so what do you guys pick as parents?
None of these are great.
They're not great. So one is take them up to their room. Necessary. It's like, no, never, ever.
Do the same thing right back is very funny.
It's a very funny answer.
It got dark at the end, but like at first, it'd be like, just throw a tantrum of your own, see how they like it.
I'm going to have to put it as C.
What was C again?
That's the one where you send it to the room. Only because I feel like at some point, you got to be like firm in your stance and being like, no, you got to.
Can I get B one more time?
B was do the same thing right back to him. A was give the silent treatment. And D is start wrecking your house and throwing things because life is not worth living anymore.
It's literally...
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with C on this one.
C?
We better be good parents because D exists. And D probably killed our kid by some point after this.
Okay.
D is on some true crime podcast somewhere.
All right, let's tabulate the scores.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, okay. Your result is in. You'll make a great parent. You got 80%
right.
Correct.
Wait, hold on. We didn't get all of it correct. Which one did we get wrong?
There's wrong answers.
Hold on.
I thought this was opinion based.
You'll make a great parent. You'll treat your children with respect, and they'll respect you for that. They'll look up to you and want to be just like you. You'll be the cool mom that they brag about. Just remember to hold on to that bond you have.
I like how we answered that we were male and we still got called the cool mom.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't write this quiz, man. So congratulations. You guys are parents. Congratulations.
What are we naming? What are we naming our kid?
I don't know. The last name has to be Batista, though.
You guys got to come. Obviously, you guys have to come up with a name for this child.
Oh, so I have to give up my last name?
Wow.
You're not Mikey Batista.
Eminent much, Zach?
Congratulations.
We'll just name our kid Dave then.
Just name our kid Dave. David Batista, or Dave Batista for short.
David Manfredi.
Did you see that? There was some tweet I saw that somebody's last name is literally like in soup, like INSOUP. And somebody was like, you should name your first kid Chick. And then they did. So their kid's name was Chick in Soup.
Oh my God. I feel like that's a joke that you shouldn't take seriously and someone does. And you're like, but why though?
Chicken soup.
Dude, their kid...
you don't want your kid to be chicken soup?
I feel like in high school, their kid's going to have a very hard time when they just make fun of him all the time for chicken soup.
Good soup.
Good soup.
Good soup.
Good soup.
Welcome to the plug.
This is a weird vibe.
We're in the outro. Anything to plug, everybody?
Oh, never.
Yeah, every Wednesday, go check out Indus.
Except for that. Except for that right there.
Oh, the music stopped, but I was just trying to be sensual.
Come on, hit him with the silent whisper. Come on. You got music.
Anyway. Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Not going to be it.
Got him! Got him!
Oh, and he dabbed on us.
Anyway,
too?
Go check out Independent Waters every Wednesday here on the Canada Network, where me and my friend right below me, Zach Batista, go through the independent wrestling scene every week and bring back matches for you to check out and for us to review. If you are an entrenched indie wrestling fan or you are just getting into the scene, you'll love the show either way, because you'll either find matches you've never seen before that you should watch, or you'll get a different take on matches you've already seen. And either way, I think that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. We did just have a special episode, we are having a special episode come out,
yes,
of Indie Waters, where me and Zach talk about our experience at AEW Dark Elevation taping.
Sorry, that's too long. You guys had an error. Too long.
This man just cut us off.
AEW Dark Elevation tapings.
Yeah.
And talk about all the matches
popped up.
But next week we're going to be back to our regularly scheduled programming, and it's going to be pretty awesome. And I think that's about it. Zach, anything else about Independent Waters you want to talk about?
Besides Mikey's point where we recommend obviously great matches, the other caveat of it is that we find either great promotions or we find great wrestlers that you can follow on Twitter most of the time, usually. And honestly, it's just great to see a wrestler go from like bottom, like indie, to like all up to the top. Like for me, I'm going to put a little personal myself in here, is Daniel Garcia. I saw a match of his the second episode of Indie Waters, and it makes my heart feel so good to see that he has gotten to AEW and is wrestling with John fucking Moxley and Eddie Kingston and Darby. I am thrilled, and it's one of the best feelings to see them succeed. So you can hop onto Independent Waters, where you might actually see one of these wrestlers in their early stages of their career.
Yeah, and once again, that is every Wednesday here on the Cat Out Network, where you can listen to and download Independent Waters, and not any other. Not any other shows involving Ryan on the Cat Out Network. All the other ones are cool. You have like Your Dose of Death and How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling. Of course, Happy Hour, since you're here already. And then nothing else. We have no other shows. Not a one. And that's it. Nothing comes out on Monday at all. And I believe... Oh, also go check out catoutpod.com/membership, where you can sign up to be a member of the Catout Network and get a bunch of fun exclusive audios that only members get. And buy our merch.
Enough! This is my podcast. I bring you guys on to have to hang out, drink some beers, and you guys take up all my time your Independent Waters nonsense. You guys come on here and make fun of me as I put these games together. I'm having a really hard time. I got the soundboard, I got the error, I got the daddy chill, I got the drums. I didn't even play this one yet. And I wanted to get, but I didn't, but why? Why though he's there?
Well, why are you pulling me? I'm right.
And everyone loves that one. And you guys come on here and take advantage of. I'm the champion. None of it matters. Besides,
so go follow me on Twitter over at MikeyM133, and go follow us. Go follow all of us over on Twitter at CountOutPod, where you can interact with us. And you know, this is where we share our thoughts on the world of wrestling and the world in general. And that's really the best place you can hang out with us.
I just realized Ryan became parent D for a second there.
I'm becoming parent silent treatment. Anyway, Zach, you have anything to plug?
No, I never
have
anything to plug.
Guys just plugged everything under the sun. How is there more to plug?
There's always more to plug, Ryan. Like our YouTube channel, Count Out, a wrestling podcast network, where we put up all of the Twitch mods from here.
This is come run. The hell? Dos Vitrania, my friend.
This is our podcast.
I'm Ryan Knightsey, the podcasting champion.
Dude, he's Stalin.
Welcome again to the next episode of Happy Hour. We're going to be doing the show from the beginning because I had two guests that were terrible. So they're just meanie bobinis to me. I put all this work into this podcast. I you know what? This is what it's like. Follow me on Twitter.
You have nothing to plug?
Shut up. Get out of here. Error message.
We're tattooing him in Spinning Waters right now.
We can plug any Waters again if you want.
We could. We really could. We could go through the whole spiel.
Yeah, go check out Independent Waters.
Oh, my God. You don't even have the spinner belt.
He needs some milk!
Son, where'd you find this?
He needs some milk!
Bit of the bubbly.
This is my podcast. I'm the podcasting champion. And you can't
take this. This is going to be hell to edit.
Take that away from me.
Dude, that one point is just going to be just bam, 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 bam.
Once again, don't forget that there is no shows on Monday here on the Cat Out Network.
Podcast.
None at all. Ryan doesn't have any other shows besides Happy Hour.
Podcasting champion. Ooh, babies.
Kenny Omega.
If you're such a podcasting champion, you wouldn't let me stomp all over your other podcast.
Podcasting champion. The one that has the title. Ooh, baby. And guess what? Baby? That's right. Your boy doesn't have one title. He's got two titles because he's the podcast champion.
Oh, wow. Look at that. We just lost like 10 subscribers.
Podcast champion. Podcast champion's got two titles. The titles surround me.
We just lost 5 followers.
Podcast champions protect me from the monsters that are my friends. Ooh, baby. And we're gonna spin the wheel. Ooh, spin the wheel. Ooh, the podcast champion is the one. This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.